Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the GEOS Group 9 months to 2017 sales conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. The call is chaired by the GEOS chairman and founder, Mr. Mario Moretti Polegato, the CEO, Mr. Gregorio Borgo, and the general manager, corporate, and CFO, Mr. Livio Libralesso. Mr. Moretti Polegato will make a brief introduction in Italian, and the translation will immediately follow. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning and good afternoon, everybody. GEOS sta lavorando bene. Si vedono i primi risultati concreti della nuova strategia incentrata sull'andamento della redditività e sull'ottenimento di un business sano e profittevole. Sono pertanto fiducioso che questo primo passo, congiuntamente agli investimenti fatti nello stile, nei nuovi prodotti, nel nuovo concept dei negozi, nella nuova comunicazione incentrata sulla tecnologia e stile e nella forza commerciale nei nuovi mercati a grande potenziale, ci permetteranno di conseguire a breve una crescita profittevole, solida e duratura. GEOS chiude i primi 9 mesi del 2017 con un fatturato sostanzialmente stabile rispetto allo scorso anno, grazie alla crescita del canale multimarca, con buone performance in Russia, Est Europa e Cina, e alla crescita a doppia cifra del canale e-commerce, che hanno parzialmente compensato la programmata razionalizzazione della rete dei negozi monomarca. Inoltre, il canale multimarca riporta una crescita del più 3,5% anche nel portafoglio degli ordini della prossima stagione, primavera-estate 2018, con una conferma della rilevante potenzialità di Russia e Cina, dove la presenza del gruppo è ancora limitata, ma in positiva evoluzione, e del canale e-commerce, che riteniamo sempre più importante per le strategie future del gruppo. Per ultimo, stanno proseguendo i già anticipati progetti di efficienza operativa, con l'espansione prevista nel margine industriale e lo stretto controllo dei costi, che ci permetteranno di riportare risultati di redditività in crescita rispetto all'esercizio precedente.
GEOS is performing well, and we are seeing the first concrete results of our new strategy focused on boosting profitability. I am therefore confident that this first step, together with the investments made in style, new products, the new store concept, the new marketing approach focused on technology and style, and our commercial presence in new high-potential markets, will soon allow us to achieve profitable growth. GEOS has closed the first 9 months of 2017 with a substantially stable turnover compared with last year, thanks to the growth of the wholesale channel, with good performance in Russia, Eastern Europe, and China, and double-digit growth recorded by the e-commerce channel. These results have partially compensated for the planned rationalization of the mono-brand store. The wholesale channel has also reported a +3.5% growth in order backlog for the upcoming spring-summer 2018 season, confirming the significant potential of Russia and China, where the group's presence is still limited but developing well, and of the e-commerce channel, which we believe to be increasingly important for the group's future strategies. Lastly, the previously disclosed plans to increase operating efficiency are positively impacting results, as evidenced by the growth in industrial margin and tight cost control, allowing us to record improving profitability compared to last year.
Good morning and good afternoon to everybody, and thank you for joining us today. This is Gregorio Borgo speaking. Today we will comment on the sales for the 9 months, which are, as anticipated by the President, Mario Moretti Polegato, substantially flat compared to last year, with the low single-digit growth of the wholesale channel partially compensating for the planned optimization of the monobrand store network. Gross margin relating to the fall-winter 2017 season is growing as expected, reporting an increase of over 200 basis points, thanks to specific measures targeting both design to cost and supply chain efficiency. We deliver a strong improvement in the cost structure. Furthermore, working capital is under control, and consequently, the improvement of the net financial position is on track. I will now give the floor to Livio Di Bralesso to comment 9 months sales. Then I will comment on the outlook for the wool 2017, and I will give you some detail of the spring-summer 2018 backlog for the wholesale channel, which show a 3.5% growth.
Thank you, Greg. Please move to page 2 to comment net sales by channel. 9 months sales are up 2% at 353 million. The performance is stable in Italy and Europe. A double-digit growth has been recorded in Russia, Eastern Europe, China, and by the online channel. This means also that Q3 is low single-digit negative, and this should be seen in the context of a stronger commitment to improve profitability and have an healthy business, leading to fewer promotional and closeout sales compared to last year due to the planned shortage of old stock across Italy and Europe, where the brand awareness is very strong and has to be protected together with our brick-and-mortar distribution channels. We've also experienced some shifts of Q3 deliveries and a general conservative approach towards credit risk management, especially in some countries that are experiencing a revamping in the turmoil, such as Ukraine and Thailand. Wholesale channel is also expected to confirm this low single-digit growth in full year 17. The US channel is down 1.8%. To explain this, we can say that the space effect is negative due to 31 net closure as a result of the planned network optimization in Europe and the expansion in more responsive markets such as Russia, Eastern Europe, and China. Like for like remains very volatile. The group experienced a positive like for like in 9 months at plus 0.5% versus zero last year, due to a good Q3 performance, up 3.2%. With a stable sales period in July and August, a really good performance in September with a high single-digit growth, and the positive performance in all main markets strongly supported by favorable weather conditions. Unfortunately, the current like-for-like trading as of week 44 is back to stable, just minus 0.2% versus zero in the same period of last year, due to a weak performance in October caused by unusual weather conditions in key markets, which had an impact on the entire industry. Then the beginning of November is positive again. So the like-for-like is really volatile, and currently we are assuming that the same trend, flat or eventually slightly negative, will last until year-end. Franchising is down 7.3%. It has been more impacted by the planned network optimization, 42 closure. Also, the like-for-like is likely negative due to some and is experiencing the same dynamics of the DOS channel and the softer markdown period. On page 4, you can find the retail network chart. The total network is close to 1,100 stores. Over the first 9 months of 2017, the network recorded 54 new openings and 120 closures. As you can see, the majority of the new openings have been concentrated in the rest of the world, while the optimization is involving mainly Italy and Western Europe. For the remaining part of the year, we expect a residual 20 openings and more or less the same number of closures. Consequently, the network will remain stable at year-end. Please turn to page five, sales by region. Italy is down 3.8%, and the performance is due to the planned 43 retail net closures, to a slight reduction in like-for-like sales recorded by DOS, while wholesale is stable. Europe is down 1.4%. The performance is totally due to the 31 net closures. The like-for-like is low single-digit positive, and wholesale channel is stable. North America is down 6%. The decrease is mainly explained by the performance on the Canadian market, the rationalization of monobrand stores with five net closures, while like-for-like is stable. Rest of the world is positive, up 7%, with a positive performance across all the channels, both wholesale and retail, and both in terms of like-for-like and expansion, with particularly strong growth in Russia, Eastern Europe, and China. On page six, we have the sales breakdown by product. Footwear is down 1.4%, apparel is up 4%, and again, the performance are totally linked to the retail optimization. Let me now hand over to the CEO for the outlook.
Thank you, Livio. Let's now move to our outlook for the full year, page seven. For the full year 2017, we expect a slight low single-digit decrease in the top line and a material increase in the profitability compared with last year. These expectations are based on those facts. The wholesale channel is expected to record a low single-digit growth for the entire year as a result of a stabilization of clients' ongoing strategic anticipation of the time to market in order to better serve clients and gain additional share of their open to buy. Fewer promotional and closeout sales compared to last year due to the planned shortage of old stock across Italy and Europe, where brand awareness is strong and has to be protected together with our brick-and-mortar distribution channel. A general conservative approach towards credit risk management, especially in some countries, as already said by Livio Libralesso, that are experiencing renewed turmoil, such as Ukraine and Thailand. As already said, gross margin relating to the fall/winter 2017 season is growing as expected, reporting an increase of over 200 basis points, thanks to specific measures targeting both design to cost and supply chain efficiency. With regard to the retail channel, comparable sales generated by directly operated stores to date, week one to week 44, are substantially stable, -0.2%, compared to the slight increase expected, mostly explained by the high volatility of the traffic. This is mainly due to the unpredictable weather condition experienced in September and October. On the basis of this high traffic volatility, we are assuming that a similar trend will also be experienced in November and December. Let's move now to page eight. Advertising and promotion for the entire year will be lower than last year, around 10 million, thanks to the overall optimization of marketing expenses relating to advertising and display material for store, and the different approach to media buying and marketing mix. In particular, the group is increasing the marketing expenses in the Coop advertising and in the digital and performance marketing relating to the web. Those two items recorded in the G&A expenses accounts for around 7 million and are increasing compared to 2016. As far as G&A and selling and distribution, We are expecting to further increase productivity, lean organization and operating efficiency at the same time as implementing tight cost control. Lastly, as already announced, we expect special item in the region of 10 million euro as a result of the termination of employment of the previous CEO, the expected optimization of the network of directly operated and franchised stores, and the measure to be implemented to reduce general cost. On the basis of those assumptions and facts, as of today, we expect a low single-digit decline in turnover in 2017, whereby the low single-digit growth of the wholesale channel will nearly offset the planned network optimization and expected slightly negative like-for-like performance of both directly operated and franchised stores. We also assume that the slight decline in turnover and expected improvement in gross margin, combined with the measure taken to boost efficiency and cost control, will allow to the group to achieve a material increase of profitability compared with last year. Moving to page 9, the Spring-Summer 2018 backlog. The order backlog wholesale channel for the 2018 Spring-Summer season show a 3.5 growth, showing positive result in almost all regions. Stable performance in Italy and Germany. Slight decrease in Europe due to, in Austria, affected by a very challenging comparison base regarding a special deal record last year. An incoming change in the distribution strategy in Switzerland. All other countries delivering healthy growth, mainly UK, Spain and France. Eastern Europe and Middle East recording a double-digit growth, with Russia showing even stronger performance. North America showing slightly positive performance thanks to the double-digit growth in the US. High single-digit growth in Asia-Pacific with a double-digit growth in China. E-commerce keep outperforming, plus 21%. Industrial gross margin relating to this order backlog improved as expected thanks to the specific measure targeting design to cost and the complexity. However, the overall increase in the gross margin has been partially diluted by the channel mix within wholesale due to an increased weighting of e-commerce and key accounts. Okay, I think we are finished, and now we are ready to take your question. Please, operator, you can open the Q&A section. Thank you.
This is the Chorus Call conference operator, and we will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Marco Baccaglio with Kepler Cheuvreux. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I would like to understand a bit more what are your expectations for 2018 wholesale growth. So what is going to be the contribution of a new market like China where you are trying to develop, and how could this 3.5% increase you have in the next season evolve in the future? And secondly, I'm not sure I understood well, but you were giving quite precise targets for 2017 EBITDA. Is this lower revenues that you are experiencing a reason for being a bit more cautious than what you were at the end of H1? Thank you.
Okay, first, I answer about the 2018. Provided we are now in the preparation of the budget, and so what we have as official data are only the data that we deliver you today, and so it's too early to comment on the full year because we have still to start with the fall winter 2018, and we will start at the month's end. I think in China, as we said already in the backlog, China is keep performing well. Of course, China is still a small number for us, but it's a small number that is growing double digit. So we are confident that we can keep performing with a stable growth in China, and we are putting all the effort there. As probably we already told you, we have a new country manager in China, and we have as well a new sales director coming from one of our main competitors. We have been recently in China as well with the chairman, and I think the situation there is under control, and both the retail channel and the wholesale channel are in track with the result. As far as 2017 EBITDA, I think we have still 2 months to go, and it will depend pretty much from the performance of the retail. If retail will keep performing like Livio mentioned in the detail, also with a beautiful September and a more difficult October, mainly due to weather condition, and for the time being we are assuming to project this stable growth till year end, I think the EBITDA is going to be challenging. But we need to wait 2 additional months to see if wholesale and retail can deliver still some better growth, and so I think it's too early to judge. So we need to be patient.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Paola Carboni with Equita SIM. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good afternoon, everybody. A question on the order backlog for me, as regards in particular the U.S. market, because apparently it has been growing double digit in the backlog, which is quite impressive to me. So I wanted to understand what are the drivers behind this improvement. And secondly, if you can share a bit more in detail with us what the margin dilution stemming from the channel mix in 2018 can be on the overall gross margins. So should we assume the 200 basis point gross margin improvement you are experiencing on the full winter backlog to be almost matched, or should we assume a bit more of prudence in this respect? Thank you so much.
Okay, let's start. U.S., I think the team is doing a good job. The growth is mainly on the web and in some, key account customer. What is important to underline that in any case, U.S., like China before, is still a small portion of our turnover. So it's growing. It's growing in a positive way, but it's still quite small. On top of this, I think I am happy to announce you that we have, as promised, onboarded a new country manager for North American market, Gamberini, that is an Italian guy but was living in U.S. since more than 20 years. He was working before for Nike and Marcolin, and so he has, a deep knowledge of the business in U.S. and as well of our customer base. So I think it's going to give us a great contribution. Of course, these results are not yet Gamberini merit. No, this was done by the team, and then I think with the help of Gamberini, we can do even better in the fall winter 2018. As far as the margin, I think it's important to remind that we never commit 200 basis points for the spring summer 18. Our commitment for the spring summer 18 was 150 basis points. What I mean before is that this margin will be a little bit diluted by the channel mix. Now we are in this day, because of course selling more to the web, to Amazon and as well to the key account, the margin will be partially diluted, but will be not be substantially diluted, will be a little bit diluted. But I repeat again, our commitment was 150 basis points, also because In the spring summer 2018, we have an exchange rate euro dollar at 1.05. So we have as well to compensate this.
Okay, thank you, and sorry for not being so precise. Thank you.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, let me thank you for all your question. If you have any further question, as usual, Marina, Livio and myself, we are happy to be at your disposal. Thank you again, and enjoy the remaining part of the day. Bye.
Bye.